Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Riverside Resources and the president and CEO, John Mark Stoudy. Riverside is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RRI and on the OTCQB under the symbol RVSDF. Now, John Mark, let's start off by discussing some of the work programs that are planned for the Canadian projects over summer this year. One of the benefits of having projects in Canada is that Canada is allowing still exploration to take place. And I think the benefit, too, of having projects in Canada is that you do have a workforce there that is able to access these projects rather than having to travel across country borders. What can you share with us in terms of the work that you have planned for the Canadian projects this summer?
Yeah, well, Riverside finds itself in a good position. Luckily, last year, we had all of our First Nations engagements and got permission to do the work. So we have permits in hand. The work we have going in our Geraldton Gold Belt, which is just north of Thunder Bay, is looking for gold. And we will be doing sampling, rock sampling, and we're planning actually moving toward drilling. We have ability to do some trenching and other work and then drilling. So we're delighted in working with partners. And I think we'll be able to pull those together here going through the summer. So we're in a good position and excited to see that we can work now.
Yeah, that is nice. Now, how about in Mexico? The company does have projects in Mexico. You even have an exploration alliance with BHP. What are some of the updates that you can give us in terms of the work that can be done in Mexico?
Having the team in Mexico has allowed us, even during this COVID time, to keep actively going through the things. And now things are opening up during May. We have some people in the field already on local projects, and we'll be looking forward to be able to push that ahead with BHP fully funding the generative program. And we also are working on another deal for our gold assets, and we have the other silver gold assets, and we have the spin out. So we have four different things going this coming next 6 months in Mexico, and we're on track over the summer for field work and nose flow. So we're excited about that.
So there was some recent news that came out of the Mexican projects, the Los Corrientes project in Sonora, Mexico. You defined some high-grade gold targets and received drill permits. Let's start with those high-grade targets. What details can you share with us?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about that, and it's allowed for us to be able to find around an old mine. So the Santa Rosalia mine at the Los Corrientes project, it's immediately to the east of the operating mine of Premier Gold Mines and immediately to the west of Silvercrest's Las Chispas. So it's a good area, a former mining district of Arispe. And these results we found are on veins that really show we can drill now around the old mine and down at depth, not too deep. So we're excited by that. And we do expect to potentially have a partner ready to drill that over the summer here. So we're in a good position now moving that ahead.
Now, the importance of permits, that's obviously a nice progression in terms of being able to get a JV partner on the ground drilling. What do these permits entail?
You know, it is. And I think one of the key things is Riverside having the team in place and always working to make sure we first interact with the community, also work with the environmental firms. And they allow us to drill up to 5,000 meters, allows us to do over 25 drill pads, allows us to do trenching as well. So these are all the typical exploration work that we do in the first year or 2 years to unlock the value for properties. So having these on the project really helps a JV partner realize that there's little risk. We can get into the project and put the money in to the ground, and that's what they want to do.
So John Mark, what insights can you give us in terms of conversations that you are having with other companies, whether they are smaller junior exploration companies or even maybe some of the larger companies, in terms of getting a JV partner in for any of these projects and getting some drilling in the, let's say, near term?
Yeah, I think one of the key things as we come through COVID is the fact that people appreciate when you have operating teams in Canada and in Mexico, having those guys that work locally. So there isn't necessarily to have the self-quarantine. I think the second thing is that you make sure you have the title. And so when we're talking to people, there are a lot of different projects out there. Riverside is confident that we have title, good standing title in our name. And that's good. And I think the third thing in talking to these other companies is a bit of a concern on their part about the financing. And so we're glad to say, hey, these are projects that have very low risk. So when you finance, you can spend the money. You can have confidence of where the program's going to go. And they're not very expensive because it's not remote. They're drive-up projects. So right now, for very relatively little amount of money, you can put it into exploration and drilling. And so right now in this market, Riverside has the right type of project for this market. Good, easy turnkey, ready-to-go projects.
So when you're discussing the options with some companies that might be interested in these projects, how important is it even for you to see that the company does have some cash in the bank and the ability to get some sort of a drill program going? Because that seems to be one of the issues right now, is that some of the smaller junior companies, they don't have a whole lot of money. So they might want to drill a project, but they don't know when they would be able to do it.
Yeah, so for us, we really are trying to make sure in our deals that we do have work commitments. We're trying to make sure that we have agreements that there are going to be a certain number of meters or a certain number of holes, and they do have work programs tied to them. I think it is really important, and I think our shareholders see that we have these assets, these projects, and so if we can get them de-risked in a joint venture sense where someone else is sharing in the upside, but also in taking on the spending, it's really important. So yeah, we're definitely looking for groups that will commit to doing work programs and trying to, even in some cases, rapidly get them where they wish like to move into production, where we're glad to give them ore feeds that would do that. So definitely trying to find as quickly as possible cash flow or as quickly as possible money into the ground.
Okay, so outside of that BHP Exploration Alliance, which is focused in Mexico for copper, the company does hold a lot of potential gold assets here and projects that an explorer would come in and be looking for gold. How is that positioning the company in this market where we do have a nicely rising gold price, but in terms of stocks, it's still quite a selective game?
Yeah, Corey, we're really lucky. We've already started to move up as people have seen the value of our project, the Peñoles project, that we've now had approval to spin it into Capitan Mining. So we're financing that right now as Capitan Mining, and Riverside shareholders will get a share dividend of about 4-1. So for every 4 shares of Riverside, you get 1 share of this. And so in this market where gold is going up, Riverside shareholders, we just got lucky. We're really pleased. Sometimes you get the right spot, and following that Wayne Gretzky, where we were skating to where the puck was going to be, and now we just have to put it in the net. So we're very excited with the Capitan Mining being the right project and being in the right type of place where we can go ahead and do that now. So for us, the spin out is progressing, and we're very excited to have those as a good gold asset for Riverside shareholders.
All right. So Jean-Marc, when it comes to near-term news flow, what thoughts, what insights can you give us?
Yeah, I think one of the key things will be in Mexico. We're working on more transactions, so look forward to that. I think the second thing is on Capitan Mining, looking forward to giving news about getting that financed and progressing on that. I think the third thing is in Canada, because we have been able to put together data over the wintertime, and now as we're starting to be able to move and do field work and kind of beginning to do work actually in Canada, we're excited to be able to give some news flow for Canada. So we have three different prongs coming forward for the company.
So you're going to be continuing to build out targets then. That's what it sounds like. Continue to build out targets, continue to do the work that you can do, and essentially try to de-risk these as much as possible to get a partner in there to start drilling.
Yeah, we're definitely working on partnerships right now. We have a number of documents that we're going right now, and we hope those will close. So if we can get those will be a really nice announcement of actual deal flow too. So we're looking forward to getting those done. We're pushing hard. The COVID has been good in that people have been all together. It's been a very hard time for people, but it is a time when people have been at their desks or at their home desks at least. And so we've been able to have a lot of conversations and data reviews. So we will look forward to trying to get out in the field and see those and then sign up deals.
All right, Jean-Marc, we're going to wrap it up there. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will also post a link to the Riverside Resources presentation so you can get more of a general overview and dive into some of the projects that the company does hold. Jean-Marc, appreciate your time today. We will follow up as some more news hits the markets.